$215,000 a month is what it takes, says Jim Sears, who says the budget submitted for the next fiscal year included revenue from special events. He also doesn't see Roanoke was rushing back into large crowds right away, even when the all clear is sounded.
I guess almost $300,000 of that budget is based on success of special events. And those special events will have people in groups. We're hoping that people adjust to going out again. We'll probably have to come up with some control to keep people separated.
Sears has sent out a letter to past supporters asking for donations now more than ever. Center in the Square helped bring back downtown Roanoke when it opened in the early 80s.
It means a lot to the businesses. It means a lot to schools, kids, education. It means a lot to adults who love the adult theaters, like Mill Mountain Theater.
Sears says Center in the Square receives $2 from every ticket sold at the theater, where Dreamgirls was canceled due to COVID-19 recently, and a dollar from other admission fees at the center. Gene Morano, WFIR News.